nobody amongst the Jewish people are nervous because of it, because it's not, we don't have dogma, right? Even in its time, it was not accepted universally. And in the passage of time, it really is not relevant to us today. It doesn't speak to us, because it's based upon a description of nature and of the world that we don't see today, and it uses philosophic points of reference which we no longer feel to be valid. But that has nothing to do with Torah, with halacha, with Jewish way of life. The Rambam in the book itself was able to point that out. I mean, that's the Rambam's genius, was that he was able to point out the fact that Judaism does not depend upon philosophy. But the Spanish Jews felt impelled somehow, some way, to provide us with a philosophy of life, with a philosophy of religion. And this, more than anything else, really set Spanish Jewry off from Ashkenazic Jewry. That because of their tremendously important emphasis on philosophy. I'll discuss with you also in the, we'll get to it next time, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi's famous philosophic work, The Kuzari. But that philosophic work has stood the test of time because, again, it is basically non-Aristotelian, and it provides for the fact that it will not explain everything. And therefore, it has the flexibility. It's like if someone today, where you build a skyscraper, the steel has to be built to give a little. In the wind, the building has to be able to move. If you've ever been on the George Washington Bridge in a high wind, right? So you feel the bridge move a little. If the bridge would not move, it would be goodbye bridge. And many times the flexibility in life is what provides the stability. It provides for the ultimate survival. Any philosophic idea that is wound up so tight and is so correct and answers everything will usually not survive in history, because something's going to happen that doesn't fit in exactly to the theory. The same thing is true in economics, the same thing is true in politics, the same thing is true in psychology, in psychiatry, in medicine. Human knowledge is imperfect. Once we agree it's imperfect, then you cannot draw that complete box that's going to take care of everything. Again, the rabbinate is the only exception to all of these rules.